ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Australia's Catholic priests are deeply involved in their communities and have a strong sense of purpose. But many are also lonely, at times ashamed of their church, and sometimes turn to alcohol to handle stress. They're the findings of a major study into the lives of clergy conducted by the National Centre for Pastoral Research. One of the authors is Dr. Trudy Dantas. Trudy, welcome. So what did you find?
There have been a lot of positive findings from this research study, but in terms of these challenges, I think clergy spoke about, for example, the common challenges of stress and lack of sleep and anxiety and loneliness and isolation as some of the, you know, common experiences of ministry. But we also had a good question about the negative impacts from cultural or societal changes in Australia. And amongst them, the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse prompted perhaps the most extensive range of responses and a lot of challenges in terms of the impacts such as diminished confidence in ministry and priestly identity and credibility and so on and so forth.
Well, I was going to come to that, Trudy. The Royal Commission took an extraordinary toll, of course, on victims and survivors, and they always remain the preeminent concern. But the Catholic Church, according to its own figures, there were 7% of priests between 1950 and 2009 who'd been accused of sexual abuse. Yes. What effect did this have on the 93% of priests who weren't accused?
The most commonly reported impacts have been stress, anxiety and shame and the diminished confidence in ministry.
Yeah, I know that obviously there were enormous feelings of shame, but I noticed that some other priests said, well, the emphasis on the sexual abuse crisis did mean that we moved away from this idea of clericalism, that is constantly setting the priest apart from the congregation and above the congregation. They did say that one of the few positives to come out of the Royal Commission was a move away from clericalism. Is that right?
I think that would be the experience of some of them, not all of them. I mean, definitely we've seen positive impacts from that, a move to change in that direction so the priest is not seen as set apart or different from the congregation that he ministers to. So yes, that is a positive. I think the concern for understanding what safeguarding means in this new context of ministry, the care that needs to be taken for not only children but also vulnerable people in the community as well. So there have been good impacts, and I think clergy who are being formed at the moment, who are in seminaries, come in with their eyes wide open, knowing that this is the reality of context that they will be ministering to.
Mm. Just going back to the loneliness question, because this often preys upon the minds of people who are considering a vocation as a priest, especially if you're posted to an isolated parish. Your study also included deacons, and the Catholic Church has married deacons. And one finding leapt out at me. Deacons said that they found solace in spousal dialogue, that is, talking with their wives. Yes. Does this raise the question, Trudy, about married priests and how maybe companionship through marriage could improve a priest's ministry? I mean, does this reopen or contribute to that debate?
Possibly, Andrew, but I think the key word here is companionship, and that's found in a number of relationships. For example, clergy spoke a lot in this project about positive relationships and support that they get, for example, with connections in their parish communities. They spoke about positive relationships with family, with friends that could be fellow clergy, seminary peers, support groups, but also from their professional networks, which could be pastoral supervisors, spiritual directors, so on and so forth. Companionship and support comes in a number of different forms. Certainly for deacons, their spouses were very important to them, and they spoke about it a number of times throughout the research. But for other clergy, celibate clergy, that support and companionships comes through their friends and other supportive relationships in society.
As I say, I do wonder, though, whether that finding about how much solace a married deacon gets from his wife could echo through the church. Could it get people thinking?
Sure, possibly.
Yeah. As you say, 90% of priests say they had good relations with their congregations. Almost two-thirds were involved extensively in groups outside the church, sporting clubs, charities. They were volunteers. Yeah. They're strong figures. I do notice, however, Trudy, only 59% had good relations with their bishop. So 4 in 10 clergy had a problem with the boss. What's the message here for the Catholic leadership?
Yes, that definitely was a finding, Andrew. One of the findings was that clergy would like, for example, more personal interest or support from bishops and leaders. They found that there was a lack of communication sometimes, a lack of understanding about the context that they ministered in, about their workloads, and therefore that need to have a better, more positive environment in which such discussions could be had, and that's what they mentioned in the survey.
How responsive is the leadership, though, to these grassroots troubles of priests? I'm thinking particularly priests in isolated parishes. 13% say they did turn in some measure to alcohol to help them through tough times. Not uncommon in Australia, not uncommon among men.
Yes.
But I'm just wondering how responsive the leadership, the hierarchy is to these problems of isolation.
There's a growing recognition that more needs to be done for clergy. And I think this research will be the framework, the background or the foundation on which I think bishops can take a look and see what areas of support can they provide. We also have plans for nationally the bishops' conference to have a working group that will look at some of these areas that need further support and develop strategies to support clergy in them as well.
Why do some priests report that it is harder to form relationships after being ordained?
Andrew, you could think back to one of the impacts from the Royal Commission and this whole clergy sexual abuse crisis where priests talk about their identity being harmed. Perhaps a negative portrayal in society that all priests fall into a negative identity. They have a negative identity. And I think that's why some clergy struggled. Of course, it depends on their personality. It depends on the ministerial context. It's harder for priests from different cultural backgrounds to minister to a congregation. That's from a cultural background that's very different to their own as well. Again, perceptions of friendship, boundaries with personal relationships. So I think all these different things come into play there. Therefore, some have found it easier to form relationships and others perhaps not so much as well. You've also got to think about priests from overseas ministering in Australia as well. Forming relationships across cultural boundaries are often difficult. So I think that's what was reported here.
Dr. Trudy Dantas, she's with the National Centre for Pastoral Research. She led a research team that looked at Catholic clergy, their health and well-being. We'll put a link to that report on our website. Trudy, thanks for coming back to the Religion and Ethics Report.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy to be here.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.